I'm sitting here with James Mitchell, founder of Young Futures. You know, how would you describe the mission of Young Futures?
So I would say our mission is to provide families with innovative and artistic outlets that's centered around positive social development and educational growth that addresses the entire family, not just the child. And we do that through many different ways, from yoga classes to, you know, just basic, some basic art classes, tutoring, and our financial literacy art class.
Okay, so there's no necessary connection between arts education and financial literacy, other than they're both very important.
Yes, they're very important, but at the same time, our children, when I say our children, you know, children that grow up in the ghetto tend to see the wrong things as outlets for income. Right. And for me, we promote and encourage the creative economy, right, which we very know is a thriving economy. People making real money, changing not only their lives, their family's lives through creative ideas and creative activities that you typically would be just found done in a class or at home. But these individuals are making life changing revenue from these activities. So for me, it is a matter of educating young children and families that yes, you can use your creativity to build a foundation of stability for yourself and your future. You wouldn't think of it when you go buy your earrings from the store. You wouldn't think of it when you buy, you know, a bag, but that's someone that made that. And a lot of times, if it's custom made, that bag or those earrings or whatever it may be, a custom shirt, that's something that if you have a skill or just an interest in creativity, you can create a future, as I said, for yourself.
Do you explore different careers and different opportunities in the workplace for these creative projects?
So for yes, we promote entrepreneurship, right? So each class has a different, you know, entrepreneur that comes in and speaks about their experience with the art component and or with the financial component, right? So one of the classes that we do, we have the children design white pairs of camp sneakers, right? But that's an activity that we also do a competition where artists come in and compete and design a pair of white canvas sneakers, and then we sell those sneakers. So we're talking in real time how individuals can generate money for themselves. And obviously, as a child, you know, you need a lot more. Your barriers for doing these things are a lot higher. But I like to tell people all the time, it was a child that inspired or planted the seed to create the financial literacy art class. Because after doing a program with, you know, his group, and they were a group of 30 children, age ranging between 8 and 13, he saw that we were using household products to create soaps. And he asked me if he could duplicate these activities and do them on his own in his neighborhood. It was around Mother's Day, right? And that let me know that at this moment, he's thinking about how he can make money for himself, how he can make money for his family. So very much so, these activities inspire entrepreneurial spirits because a lot of times children already have them. They just don't have the language to guide and to make themselves feel confident in what they're doing already.
I would describe you as a social entrepreneur.
I always tell people, you can give me any title you want, but I was given the title of a servant. So I'm blessed that I have been able to found this organization and facilitate the programs that we do. So now I can channel how I serve. I'm allowed to channel how I provide that service and provide the service to a very, very targeted demographic, you know, young men and women of the African-American community or of the underserved community. We know it's typically left out of the pie, right? You know, this programming, you know, for everyone. But when it comes to this age group, you know, outside of your after-school programming, there's not much for them to get their creativities flowing, get their questions or their desires answered, or really just to share. So this, I would very much consider myself a social entrepreneur.
Is this a full-time enterprise for you, running the organization?
Yes. I am, still learning how to be a business owner, but this is a full-time gig for me. This is where I give most of my energy. Learning how to one, like I said, facilitate programming, learning how to make the program more impactful, right? I love the fact that I get the chance to work with children, but also their parents, right? And having them receive the information, because we do send stuff home for the parents to do to have these kind of conversations with their child.
Any particular challenges or one of the most difficult things about keeping the organization not just alive but thriving?
Well, I think the challenge and it's the challenge and the sense of growth, right? Because I believe in every seed for failure is an opportunity for growth, right? So I'm an extreme optimist, if you will. So with that being said, yes, there are challenges, right? Just understanding how to one receive funding, right? How to, we have this great program. But a lot of times the individuals who want to support us are also not in a position to support us, right? So understanding how do we go about getting grant opportunities. I'm blessed because we do have some sponsorships that allows us to continue programming. We also do some fundraising as well. One of them in particular is the Art and Soul competition, right? As I mentioned, how we let the children design white sneakers. We have a competition every year where we bring in 20 artists, and we give them a pair of white Vans sneakers, and they design those sneakers. And then at the end of that competition, we auction the sneakers off. Some of the proceeds going to the artists, some of the proceeds coming back to the youth programming here.
Is there something specific that inspired you to get this organization started and keep it running? Because I'm sure it is not easy.
Yes. Well, for me, it was a lot of my childhood experiences, right? Growing up in the area where I did not have, and seeing other people with, right? And for initially, when I first started Young Futures, it was a program where we just wanted to give children some opportunities to create and really express themselves in a way where you're not necessarily using all of your words. You're really using your imagination. You're using your, feelings. And from doing those courses and facilitating those classes, I realized, as I said, working with these children who asked me to create space for them to become entrepreneurs, I saw a need to create new type of art programming. So for me, it was really the community that inspired me. My upbringing and growing up in Bronx River Projects, right? Seeing that community for what it was, but also seeing the roses in that community with limited resources really helped me to believe this was possible. And still to this day, the community helps me keep it, keep continuing to inspire me so I can continue to do this work.
Is there anything else you want to say, James, about what keeps you plugging away?
Sometimes I'll get so much caught up in the work that I don't realize how much of an impact the work has on people. But we do these things after each class where we bring the children in, maybe about a month after they've taken a class to see what they've received. And when they go into, the lesson and they regurgitate or they remix it and relate it to something else that they do in their own personal lives. Back to the concept of budgeting, back to the concept of building equity. In those moments, I feel the proudest because I see that the work echoed in their lives, not just in that classroom or not just in that week, but beyond that week, beyond that month. And that lets me know that these are things that they're going to go out and keep with themselves as they get older and teach to their peers as they connect with other people that may be interested in this information.